So I decided to have a conversation with my colleague David. And so this morning I was reading something, and it was, the statement was, let go of your past and your future. David, what do you think about that statement?
Well, I feel it has more to do with being able to enjoy the now.
Okay. How so?
Yeah, because we were talking yesterday, and we talked about looking at the past and looking at depression and looking at the future and knowing that it's just full of anxiety.
Okay, so you're saying now that the past really is, you know, you're hung up on the past. It could like lead you to depression.
Yes. Is that what you're saying? Yes, actually it does that many times. And the truth is that we don't get to enjoy the now. And we're just always focused on the past. If we're not focused on the past, we're focused on the future, which really is, I feel the future is even more of, uncertain.
Yeah.
Because the fact that it's uncertain, you don't really know, but we just want to have things take their course.
Okay.
So we, being able to put ourselves in that position where we just have to just allow things take their course, mm-hmm. rather than being so anxious about the future and looking down at the past, so what you've been through.
So basically, the past, the future doesn't really matter. Do they matter, you know? Because I feel like we as human beings are like the sum total of our experiences.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
For me, for instance, now, the journey to where I am today is basically because of all the experiences I've had, you know? And without those experiences, sometimes I think, can I really be that person that I am? So, are we saying that the past doesn't really matter?
To an extent it does, but I would always say that should experience always be our best teacher, or should knowledge be our best teacher? Because having have those experiences, it leaves you with a scar. But when we allow knowledge, when we allow the fact that we need to know better, actually put us in this zone where we just have to keep moving, knowing that we are conscious of knowledge and not just past experience. Because now you begin to know better, and the fact that you know better now, having those scars which will leave you if you had these experiences will not always be there. You get okay. So I feel it's more of we coming to a knowledge where we need to understand that it's more of the knowledge we seek than the experiences. So since that is also involved, I wouldn't say that the experience we have has so much to do with our past.
Okay. Or with our present. Yeah. With our past. Because the past is the experiences that we've already had.
Already had, yes.
So now, like, me now, for instance, as a person, where I am now, my past, the experiences that I've had, you know, which brought me to where I am, I should see them as, you're saying that I should see them as some sort of knowledge, or
Yeah, I'm not saying you're ruling out your past experience. You can't just rule out your past experience.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as you go, people tend not to, you know, give so much focus. They want to learn from experience.
Okay.
They don't want to learn from knowledge. Like, you're aware of these things.
Okay.
Deep down, everybody's aware of certain things.
Okay.
Yeah, because when you're not certain about it, but when you get to that point, you become aware.
Okay.
And when you become aware, some people just want to just lean on experience. Even though it's going to hurt, let me just lean on this experience. Well, I know better. Why don't I do better, rather than learning from experience, rather than allowing experience guide me?
Okay. So like for an individual who's had like predominantly bad experiences, say has been in relationships and, you know, has given all his heart into the relationships, and eventually the relationship turns out to be messy. You know, and it's like, okay, I started writing a story this morning, you know, I have this idea of a story, and I started with, I will never love again, you know, that's the title, like, said every broken heart ever, you know. You know, so you just come like, okay, I'm not going to do this, I gave my heart the first time, I've done this, okay, and okay, even at the time when I said, okay, I'm not going to lean on those experiences anymore, I'm going to chart a new path for myself, I open my heart and I'm heartbroken all over again. So therefore, I'm not going to give my heart to whomever. So it's like an experience. Now, so you're saying now that since you've had that experience, it's not about you just leaning on, okay, this experience has been bad. It's about taking the knowledge
from,
you know,
what you've learned.
The awareness that, okay, this has happened. In the past. Okay, so how can I be a better person?
A better person.
How
do I work better?
Do I work better?
Yes, that is it. So you experiencing all of that and now knowing that since I've been there, I've seen these red flags that are in this past relationship. Then if I'm bringing it to this, my other relationship, then I need to be aware because you know better now. You want to be aware of what is going on.
Okay.
And when you see this, oh, this is not supposed to be it, you rule it out. This is a red flag.
Okay.
You understand? So that is you coming into knowledge. That is you now understanding rather than being stuck in that place and say, oh no, let me just go through this pain. Many people just want to go through pain.
So it's like pain.
What pain does is that it leaves you with this deep scar. But what knowledge does is that knowledge, you know, before it gets so deep, it heals. Before it gets deep,
okay,
understand, it's sort of heals. Understand? So that's what knowledge does. So rather than leaving you with a scar, knowledge would heal you. Understand? So you're going through this relationship, and because you know better, you don't want to go through pain. And once you see something is not going as it should
go,
I would rather, you know, let's talk about it or look for a way out or look for a solution to it, rather than not say, I just want to go through pain. I want to experience because this pain is what teaches me to be a better person. And what people don't know is that they still carry that pain
into the next one. So the thing is about, like we said now, leaving scars, you know. I feel like I was having a conversation with somebody, and the person was telling me about his relationship. You know, he just had some sort of breakup with his, in a situationship. Let me say it's a situationship.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, he said the babe has been there for him. You know, they've had really good, but all of a sudden, the girl doesn't really want to be there anymore. Why? Because he never really committed to the relationship. But now he's feeling some type of way, you know. He's feeling like he's been with this person. He shared a lot of things with this person, but he actually couldn't commit because of his previous relationships. So he had always, okay, this is a babe that has been there for me. We've been together and all that. But he couldn't commit because of, okay, the scars. And he's like, okay, he's telling me, okay, I'm moving on. So I'm like, okay, from yesterday to today, does that happen? I'm of the opinion that people should actually feel. You know, sometimes when you say, okay, this thing has happened to me, well, we move. You know, you don't really get to feel the pain that you're supposed to feel. You know, you don't accept
time,
it.
Yes, you don't accept
you're supposed
it.
To accept that pain at that time because it's now something that now you now carry.
You can relate to it.
Yes.
And you can carry, yeah.
So you now, instead of you not accepting that pain at that time now, you leave it. You let it fester.
Yeah.
Now you take that pain to your next whatever. That feeling, that mentality, the next time you meet somebody, of course, you're going to hurt that person too. You're going to hurt yourself. So it's like a big cycle of this thing. You're now the same thing keeps happening over and over, and you're wondering, okay, what's happening to me? You know, it's your past. Your past experiences which has made you...
You're allowing to deter.
Yes, you're allowing it to... You're allowing it to fuck up what should be now, what you could enjoy, even when you can see, okay, this person might be good for me, this person might be all right for me, but because I've had experiences, you know, you think to yourself, okay, I've not be so than they do. They will do as if they are kinning con, kinning con. Now, you're being anxious. You're thinking about the future.
Yeah. Rather than enjoying the present.
Jiget. So it's like that. It gives a continuous circle of pain, you know. Instead of
trauma,
instead of enjoying now. So basically, we need to
let go
of our past
and our future. The future.
Yes.
And enjoy the present.
Then healing is something that I think that people should do more.
Yeah. It doesn't come instantly. I'm convinced that healing is not an instant
it's
thing.
It's not.
Because as deep as a scar is, it takes a long time to finally heal from it. So healing should be a process, or at, you know, even while you're healing, but you need to heal, come to an understanding that you need to heal also, and not just that you're healing. But people just heal, but they don't really heal.
How do you mean?
Okay, what I mean is that we talk about people's scar, and you see people carry this scar. They heal from the scar.
Okay.
But you can still see the scar.
They heal from the wound.
The wound, rather. Yeah, thank you. But you can still see the scar there. Okay. And so the scar serves as a reminder,
okay,
which people still carry.
A constant reminder.
Carry through. So you need to heal from that constant reminder.
So how does someone heal? Because I also come to a understanding that sometimes you might be healed, but your partner might still be holding on to some past, you know, that... And you're trying, okay, to be there for your partner, and the person is sort of dragging you back. And you're wondering, okay, why is this person not as willing to see, you know?
Yeah, I feel if it comes to that, therapy is good. Therapy is really good. And like I said, it's not an instant thing. It's a process. So while you're doing therapy, you get your partner involved, and you guys try to be open-minded to resolve whatever had happened before, and that's how healing goes.
Okay, so basically both partners have to be willing.
You have to be willing. So one person can't do
can
it.
Do
it
can't
be a burden to another person.
So it's like one
so
person
we need
okay.
to carry the burdens together. To go about it that way.
So because I'm of the opinion that you can't make someone heal at your own pace.
At your own pace, absolutely not.
Okay,
that's why you have to be honest with your own healing too.
Okay.
And in order for you to do that, you need to be honest with the other person too. And the other person has to be honest with you. Because honesty is a really big thing.
Mm.
But because if one person is not willing to be transparent enough to share, oh, this is actually what
I'm
going
through,
you just have to recycling.
Okay, so what if the one person is like really transparent, okay, this is how I feel, this is what I think, you know, I've done this in the past, okay, this is how I feel, but your partner is still kind of struggling with the weight of his or her experiences.
And that is the need for patience, and that's where patience comes in, because people are not, I would say vulnerability is strength, but not everybody sees it that way, but for that to happen, you need to be patient. Patience is a virtue, and that's why it has to come by.
Okay.
But when it comes by, it's really helpful. So you need to be patient at the same time.
Okay, so how patient do you think a person can be, you know, after you have tried to be there? After you've tried to be there for the person, you know, but the person is not really, is kind of frustrating your efforts, so to say. You know, so is that a point you maybe just walk away and leave your partner to heal at their own pace?
I think so, because it's more honesty, truly, because you can only influence, but you can't have people make decision.
Mm.
You make decision for people.
Yeah.
Because that would be going against their own will.
Will.
Because everybody has will.
Wills, okay.
You understand? So that person has to come to, you can influence, and that person has to come to a point where I have to just be honest with myself, because for you to move from a certain place,
yeah,
you need to be honest with yourself. From a certain feeling, you need to be honest with yourself.
So like basically,
yeah,
you have to be ready.
Open up to themselves to be honest. Yeah, and when you can't do that, I don't see how a relationship can really, really work. Because one person is lagging behind.
So can two work together except they be agreed?
Exactly.
It's not possible.
No, not possible.
Yeah, so basically, we should let go of our past, let go of our future, and stay in the now.
Stay in the now.
Thank you.
Important.
Thank you for chatting with me, David.